Alright guys, I'm back with another episode. So first of all guys, I apologize for not giving you guys any content for the last 4 days. A lot of things were happening, a lot of things were going on. My boyfriend was in town and he was here for like the last 2 days or so. So I was just pretty much spending all my time with him, of course. And we were just hanging out and just, we were supposed to do a Q&A with you guys. That I really wanted to do a Q&A with you guys. And me and him were going to actually sit down and we're going to do a podcast episode on relationships and going from friends to being in a relationship. However, we did not get time to do it. So I feel super bad because I really wanted to do it. And we just didn't have time, of course, you know. So he definitely will be back in town in another week or two. And when he comes back, we'll definitely do that podcast. I mean, I wanted to do it yesterday, but then he was just like, babe, like, I just want to spend time with you. So, yeah, so we didn't get a chance to do it, you know, and that's fine. That's fine. You know, I understood that he just wanted to have some alone time. So I was like, that's fine. So we didn't do it, but we will do it eventually. I say give us another week or two and it will definitely be done. So you just got to wait on that. I'm sorry, even though I really want to do it. But today, I'm really tired right now, y'all. I'm trying to stay awake right now, literally. But, my stomach keeps having these pains in it. I'm not sure what the crap is going on with my belly. It's hurting, though. But anyway, so yeah. I'm so tired right now, y'all. But anyway, so I definitely wanted to kind of make up for being away for the last 4 days. So I'm definitely going to do a Q&A this morning with you guys. I found a Q&A. We haven't did a Q&A anywhere. I thought, why not? Because it's Sunday and why not do a cute little Q&A? I got a little bit of downtime. My daughter's still asleep. So this Q&A I found is on lifehack.org. It's 53 relationship questions that will make your love life better. So, I'm going to do this Q&A with you guys and just answer the questions as honestly as I possibly can. And like I said, guys, keep looking out for more content. Wasn't on the last 2 days, but I definitely am back now. And oh my God, my stomach keep hurting. And I'll definitely be giving you guys more content. Let me know what you want to see. Definitely just what you want me to talk about. Like I said, I really want to make a email address geared towards this podcast. I keep saying that, but I have not done it, but I really need to do it because I really want to do it for you guys so that you guys can actually have a chance to really sit, send me things and tell me what you want me to talk about, you know? So, cause I would really like that. If y'all could be like, let's talk about this, talk about that. So I'm going to try to make that today. If anything, I know I keep saying that, but I'm really going to try to make, a mental health diary email so that you guys can actually send me emails. And I'll try to check it regularly, but just send me emails about content you want to see. If you have an opinion on an episode I did, what's going on with you, if you need advice, just anything. Cause I think that's important. As much as I do these episodes and my audience continues to build, I want you guys to be able to connect with me. You know, I love you guys. I'm glad you listen to my podcast episodes because you don't have to, but you do. And I appreciate the love. And I just want you all to know that if you want to talk to me, there's a way you can reach me. So I'm definitely going to make that email address so that we can find different ways to connect. Let's get into this Q&A, though. I know I'm rambling on, but okay, so the first question is, what was your first impression about your partner? My first impression of my boyfriend, we were friends when we first met, so my first impression was I saw a friendship vibe. It was really a big friendship vibe because that's what we were friends. So I didn't really look at him beyond anything past that. I thought he was a great guy and I thought he was sweet, but I just saw him as a friend. But now that we're dating, my first impression of dating him would be that he's an amazing boyfriend. He has a good heart. He, you know, he's very sweet. He loves hard. He's really funny. You know, he's a great all-around great guy. Two, Question two, what did you like or love about your partner? Oh, what do you like or love about your partner? What I like about him is that he's funny. He's very laid back. What I like about him, he listens to me. Like, I can talk to him about any and everything. He listens. He doesn't judge. He doesn't do anything like that. He just really listens to me and care, and he's caring. What I love about him is that he treats me well. He's funny. That's what I like about him too, right? He's funny. He's caring. He's loving. He's a good dad. He's just all around good guy. And there's so many things I could go down a list of what I love and like about him, but he's everything. He really is. How did the relationship start? My relationship with my friend started, like I said, we were friends for 13 years. We were good friends. And it's funny because we made it official on July 29th. So July 29th, we made it official. He was that same week, July 26th. Like I said, we've been friends for years, but he had messaged me on Facebook Messenger, and he was just reaching out, like checking in on me like he always does. And we just started talking, and the conversation was just completely different than any conversation we had. But I knew it was like, normally when we have conversations, like, they're just different. They're like more like friendship-like conversations. This conversation last time was really like a, ooh, I'm catching feelings type thing. Like, just the conversation was just different. And we talked about that last night, which was funny. And it was just a different conversation this time. The vibe was different. Everything was different about it. And I don't know. We just started. Then from there, we just, every day like that. Like, because normally being friends, like, on and off. Like I said, he was in a relationship, I was in a relationship, so we had to respect each other's relationship. So we were talking, but not as often. And basically, like I said, it's just the conversation was different. And then we were texting like a lot. We normally do text a lot, but I'm talking about a lot, like way more than normal. And then it was just, we looked up the messages last night, which is so funny. But yeah, he just reached out and we started talking about dating. I don't know. He was just like talking about being my man, and I was talking about being his girlfriend. And then we just made it official. We're just like, okay, you know, let's be together. Let's try it. So that's basically how we got together and how we made it official and decided to just be more than friends. Do you still like what you loved about your partner and why? Yeah, of course, because Grant's the same person. He's never changed. So everything about him when he was my friend, he's the same way as dating me. He hasn't changed, so everything's pretty much the same. The only difference I feel like in our relationship is that we're dating. Other than that, and it's like he was saying, it's more of an obligation. But other than that, it's everything's pretty good in our relationship. So yeah, we're good. Are you happy with the intimacy you share? Oh my god, this is like so personal. Am I happy with the intimacy? Oh my god, y'all are getting real personal with this Q&A. I'll say yes, Y-E-S. Yes, I am very happy. It's definitely different when you are doing these things with someone who used to be like, who's your best friend, and then you go to the next level. So, but yeah, I'm happy, very happy in that department. Very, very happy in that department, y'all. Six, do you feel the same way you felt for your partner at the beginning of the relationship? Well, we just started dating like a week ago, so, but again, like I said, so far everything's good, so I can't complain. It's like, you know. Seven, are you positively affecting each other's lives? Yes, very much so. We've always have positively affected each other's lives. Even when we were just friends, we always affected each other's lives. We always respected each other. We always treated each other well and things like that. So, but it is very positive. There's no negatives pretty much in this situation. You know, there's very positives there, you know. But I just think the difference is we know each other. And, yeah, there's definitely a lot of positives there. So yeah, it's a positive situation for me. definitely wouldn't be with him if I thought he was affecting my life negatively. Number 8, have you started to do something because of each other's influence? Not really. I feel like everything that we do pretty much is still the same. Like, we're not doing anything because of somebody's influence or whatever the case may be. If anything, he influences me to want to be a better person and to be, like, more positive and to just be better in general. And I hope that I do the same for him. So, it's basically, if that'd probably be the only way we influence each other, just to do things in a more positive way or whatever, you know. 9, how often do you laugh together? All the time. This is so hilarious, guys. This whole weekend, he made me laugh, like, so much. Like, but he's such a jokester. He likes to joke a lot. So we can be having the most serious conversation, and he just will slide a joke in there, and I'll just burst into laughter because he's so funny. He's very funny. He's hilarious. Like, he just says anything, and he likes to lighten the mood. And so he's very, very funny. Yeah, he's very funny, y'all. Like, really funny. Like, a comedian. Like, funny. Like, I'll tell you guys a story. Like, we were taking pictures yesterday. And in the middle of taking pictures, he's like, okay, that's it. Photo shoot over with babe. And I'm like, what? He's like, you're just not paying me enough for this photo shoot. And I laughed about it because I was like, really? How are you going to shut down my photo shoot? This is my production. So he made a joke about that. It's funny. So, yeah, he's very funny. We joke a lot. I mean, and it's funny because in all my relationships, the guy was funny, but not to that extent. And something else I want to tell you guys is that what I've noticed is that when I kissed him, my eyes were closed. And in all my relationships, I've never closed my eyes to kiss somebody. So I knew it was different. So just want to throw that out there. Number 10, when was the last time you dreamed about your partner? Every day. I mean, the last 2 days I didn't because we were together. But when he's like in his, like, when he's back at home and I'm here, I dream about him every day. Do you like spending time with your partner's friends and family? Basically, I have not seen his family and friends in a while anyway. So, like I said, all his family and friends is up there where he lives. So I haven't really got to meet all of them. But of course, when that time presents itself, I'd be glad to meet all his family and friends. But yeah, I haven't really met all his family and friends yet. So I don't know right now. But I mean, I'm sure when that time comes, it'll be great. Number 12, how often do you talk on the phone with your partner? Every day. We talk on the phone every single day. We literally text all the time. We wake up to the time we go to bed. You know, we try to talk on the phone when we can and, you know, FaceTime and all that when we have time. But our work schedules are so crazy, y'all. Like, I work, like, 8 to 5 every day. He works his hours all, like, he works his job. Sometimes he has to work weekends. Sometimes he's, you know, it's just his schedules are very, our schedules vary, but we do, for the most part, we do talk every day, like every day, all day long, to the time we go to sleep. So we never have a moment where we're not talking. How often do you think of your partner? Pretty much every day. Do you smile when you relate something from your daily life with your partner? Yes, all the time. I smile all the time. And can you recall the most romantic moment with this partner?
I don't feel like, because like I said, we just started dating a week ago, yeah. So, I don't know. We have plenty of time for the romantic stuff. We haven't got there just yet, but we're getting there to the romantic stuff. So, we haven't got there yet. Hey, Stank. My daughter's up, y'all. In 16, do you get each other's feelings without the need to say anything?
Pretty much. Like, it's so scary. He can read me like a book. Like, I kept being super nervous over the weekend. I was, like, flipping my hair out of nervousness. And he was just, like, trying not to look me too much in the eye and stuff. It was just weird. It was like he just caught on to, like, everything. He was like, yep, I know why you're doing that. Yep. So, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I would say we do.
Les, what are you drinking? Are you ready for your...
I'm drinking my orange.
Okay, well, are you getting a bath?
Yes.
A shower? What you doing? Okay. Your hair got to be washed, too. So, anyway. All right. Give me a few minutes. We're going to do it. Here go Tops. Oh, my God. I'm going to try to get Tops. Okay. Sorry, guys. But anyway. The next question is, what was the best moment in your relationship so far?
I would say the laughter. Just like the moments where we're laughing, and we're just laying there and we're laughing and we're just talking. Like, those are the best moments, because I would have never thought that we would even be here dating. So that's a big thing for me. How do you show your love for each other? I mean, yes, thank you. Well, we constantly tell each other that we love each other. We constantly show it by how we treat each other. So it's constant. I love you. I love you. It's constant showing it at the same time. So, yeah, it's just, I think your actions speak louder than words anyway. So just showing your part. We show each other. 19, when was the last time you said I love you to your partner? An hour ago before he left. He came to my house to say bye to me. And, yeah, an hour ago before he was leaving. Yeah.
Have you ever changed anything for your partner?
Nope. He doesn't ask me to change. Yeah, he lets me be myself. That's the beauty about dating your friend, is that he doesn't ask me to be anybody but me.
How much do you think you understand your partner?
A lot. I think some things, especially, like I say, guys, it's so different when you're dating versus being best friends. But I feel like I understand him for the most part. I do. And some the things I don't understand now that I'm girlfriend is I'm learning, you know. Do you trust each other?
Yes.
Yeah. Very much so.
Have you not let your partner do something just because you feel jealous or angry?
No. He never gives me a reason at all. Even when we were friends, like, he just never gave me a reason to, like, not to be the jealous. He doesn't do much. Like, a lot of times he's either with his family, with his daughter, or he's at home when he's working. So he don't give me a reason to. And I wouldn't really be jealous with him because I trust him. So it doesn't matter.
How do you feel when others find your partner attractive?
I'm flattered.
Do you feel jealous if your partner hangs out with a friend of the opposite sex?
He doesn't have a girl best friend, so. And I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I got to be real with you. I'm just one of them females that I'm like, I don't know. I really prefer my partner not to have a girl best friend. Just as me. Just like I hope my partner would not want me to have a guy best friend. So, I don't know. He doesn't have a girl best friend, though, so I don't know about that. You know, that wouldn't pretty much affect me too much, I don't think.
How serious are you both taking this relationship?
Extremely serious. Like, we have conversations that I've never had in any of my relationships before. Like, we take it very, very seriously. You know, extremely serious. Because this is, like, so real for both of us. Because we're, like I said, we've been friends for so long. We know each other. So this is, like, a really, really serious situation for us. Like, it's real.
Do you bring up arguments very often, and why?
We don't really argue. I think over the weekend we had, like, 2 disagreements. And I was like, oh, my God. And then we made up, like, literally within 5 minutes. And I was like, oh. But they weren't, like, arguments. They were just, like, we were just disagreeing on certain topics or something. And I was like, oh, I'm not used to this, because me and him as friends, we never had these type of situations where we disagree or whatever. So I'm like, oh. You know, but it was like we made up 5 minutes later or whatever. So it was nothing major.
Do you make sacrifices for your relationship?
Of course, I always do. And he would do the same for me.
Have you ever apologized for what you've done wrong to your partner?
Yes, I apologized like probably 2 or 3 times last night, because, like I said, we had a disagreement and I felt so bad. And I was like, we don't normally do this. What are we doing? So, yeah.
Do you forgive your partner's mistakes easily?
Yeah, but I don't feel like so far like he's made any major mistakes. So, but if he did, he's flawed just like I am. So, of course, I would forgive his mistakes.
Do you throw temper easily for small mistakes to your partners?
I wouldn't say that I throw tempers, but I'm very pouty and, like, whiny sometimes. And he knows that about me. So he'll be like, look at my big baby. You know, he'll joke around like that. So, yeah, but he, like I said, he knows me. So
it doesn't really have that much of an effect, I guess. Do you respect each other's beliefs?
Yes, we believe in the same thing. So
it's not a big deal. We both have the same beliefs. We both believe in the same thing. So, yeah. Is it really necessary to know everything from your partner's previous relationships?
We pretty much know each other's previous relationships, because every time we were in a bad relationship, we would vent to each other and talk to each other about it. So we pretty much know each other's relationships and all that good stuff. So,
So it's not really nothing we need to talk about. I mean, nothing we need to talk about because you pretty much already know. Do you believe in staying with this? Lord, do you believe in staying with this partner for a very long time or even forever? Yes, I want to be with him forever. We talk about marriage and everything else. So yeah, I plan on being with him forever. I plan on hopefully marrying him one day, and we talked about that last night. So yeah, this is forever for me. How do you feel when your partner has to leave you for some time because of work or studying? Well, he left me today and I was sad. I'm not gonna lie, I was sad. I got a little teary-eyed and he was hugging me. But yeah, I get sad about it, but I just have to be have to know that even when we're not together, we're still good, and he's going to be back in a week or two, so I can't really do too much like whining or being upset about it. And not only that, when I really really think about it, like I said, we're in the process of talking about living together and him moving down here eventually, so I don't worry too much. Will you say sorry to your partner even though it's not your fault?
Yeah, we both apologize to each other. Like, we always do. Like, even if he's wrong, I'm wrong, whoever wrong, we just both want to make it right, so we both apologize.
When was the last time you had an in-depth conversation with your partner?
The last 2 days, like, probably Friday and Saturday, we had in-depth conversations.
Are you keeping any secrets that you're afraid of letting your partner know?
No, he's my best friend. He knows everything about me, so
no secrets. Do you think your partner's friends and family like you?
Like I said, I haven't really met all his family and friends yet. So I don't know what they're going to think about me, but we'll see when that time comes.
Do you feel that your partner accepts the way you are?
Yes, he accepts me for who I am. He never asks me to change or be anybody different. He's always like, be you.
Have you seen each other at your best and worst?
Yes. Over 13 years, we've seen each other at our best and worst. When we first met, his mom had just died of cancer. So definitely it was like not his best moment. But yeah, we've seen each other at our good and bad times.
Have you ever thought about cheating on your partner?
No. I never cheat. I don't believe in cheating. I don't know why people cheat. To me, if you're going to cheat, why even get in a relationship? And if you feel like you have to cheat, you should leave that person before you do it. But yeah, I'm definitely, once I am in a relationship, cheating is definitely not happening. I don't do that. I think it's stupid if you have to cheat on somebody. And then some people cheat and don't even feel guilty. Like, how can you, like, even... I don't get how some people can do things like that. So, yeah.
Definitely don't do cheating. Have you ever thought about breaking up with your partner, and why?
I didn't think about breaking up with him, but when we had our disagreements, I was kind of like, in my mind, I was like, should we just go back to being friends? Because I had like a moment where I was upset and he was upset, but he's like, you're not leaving me. No, no, no. So yeah, it was a brief moment of me thinking that, but I know at the end of the day, like, this is my forever and we're never going to break up. So yeah.
Will you lie for the sake of your partner's happiness, and how do you define the line?
No, I don't think you should lie. You need to tell your partner the truth all the time. It shouldn't be no lies.
Are you in a relationship only because you enjoy the excitement or the feeling to be loved and cared about?
I'm in it because this is my best friend. I care about him. I love him. And, you know, that's why I'm there.
Does this partner make you forget the painful feeling of your previous relationship?
Yes, he does. I don't think about any of the pain when I'm with him because I know he's not like them. No, he would never hurt me. I know he's different. So, yeah, I don't think about any of the pain in my last relationships when me and him are together. Not at all. He's very different. Extremely different.
Do you look forward to your future with your partner?
Yes, I do. We talk about it every day, and it's definitely something I'm looking forward to.
Have you ever thought about marrying your partner?
Yes, we talk about marriage actually a lot, and I do see us getting married in the future. I really, really do. Honestly,
are you willing to compromise your happiness for a successful relationship?
No, because I think it comes down to us both needing to be happy or wanting to be happy. It shouldn't just be about my happiness, but I'm not compromising crap because I feel like we both should be happy.
When it comes to future, do you and your partner have the same relationship goal?
Yes, we talk about our goals all the time. We talk about both wanting to get married, both wanting to have a family, things like that. You know, we talk about that very, very much. And it's crazy because he's always told me, literally when we were just good friends, he would always tell me that he pictured himself marrying me even when we weren't dating. So
yeah. Are there more joyful moments than sad ones?
Definitely it's more joyful moments than sad ones. Like I said, we, for the most part, everything's joyful.
What makes you happier in a relationship, sharing or sacrificing?
Both.
I guess both. If you could choose your partner again, would you choose the same person? Yes. I would choose him 1,000 times again.
All right, guys, this was a fun Q&A that we did. I am about to end this, though, because my daughter's up and I got to give her a bath and I'm tired. I'm sorry I didn't give you guys all that content I was supposed to give you guys. But peace and love, guys. Enjoy your Sunday, and I hope you enjoy this Q&A. Maybe you can use this Q&A to apply to your relationship. And I'll definitely do more girl talks with you guys. I'll probably have more girl talk series coming up, and we'll talk more about in-depth relationships and things like that. And giving my ladies advice, you know. And like I said, Love Talk series will definitely come back now that I'm in a better relationship and I know that it's different. Love Talk series will be back, but I won't be doing it by myself. I'm gonna have him do the Love Talk series with me. So that's all a process, though, guys. Don't quote me on it, because I don't even know when we're gonna be doing it, to be honest. But I gotta go, guys. Peace and love. Blow. And enjoy your Sundays. I'll say your Sundays. Your Sunday. Peace and love.